The Lord is calling us higher, and it starts with prayer. Join us week after week as ministry leaders from all over the world intercede on behalf of the singles. The Singles Prayer Call is designed to encourage single women and men to become whole, to develop a strong relationship with Christ, to produce good fruit in their lives, to find their purpose, to work in excellence, to develop a stronger prayer life, and reading the Word of God. Stay tuned for the Singles Prayer Call.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Singles Prayer Call. I am Danielle Powell. Thank you for all you guys for joining on today. If this is your first time, welcome. If this is your second or third time or 11th time, welcome back. A special welcome to our international callers, and also welcome to all those who will listen to the replay. The podcast, the Coaching Out Loud podcast, is currently on major platforms. So if you ever miss a prayer call, you can always listen to the replay. At this time, feel free to share this to your social media platforms. Today, the theme is Walking in Divine Health. I will read the scripture. Jeremiah 33:6, nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. Amen. We have a powerful woman of God on the line on today. She is my sister in Christ. She has a master's in clinic nutrition. She is a health and wellness coach. She is the real deal, people. So open up your hearts and your minds as we welcome Chanel Francis as she leads us in prayer.
Good morning. Great morning, everyone. Thank you to all of those that are on the call this morning and also to those that will be listening to the replay. So I wanted to start off with the scripture, and it is 3 John 1, verses 2. It reads, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. A pretty common scripture. And after reading or hearing that, you know that God desires for us to be healthy, healed, and prosperous. We also know that when Jesus died for us, he took all sickness and all diseases to the cross. So we can say hallelujah to that. I do also want to say that there is a difference between being healed and walking in divine health. So when we say we are healed, that's past tense. It's already done, right? But when we say we're walking in divine health, that's present tense. That's something that you're currently doing, something that you aim to do on a daily basis. I say that there's a difference because it is not only his desire to heal us, but he also desires for us to live a very healthy life. Now, the question that always comes to mind when, we think about healing, healthy lifestyles, when we think about walking in our divine health is, you know, how can we walk in our purpose or how can we achieve our goals and dreams to 100% efficiency if we are not practicing a healthy lifestyle? So I think about it on the natural level to break it down a little bit. If we eat unhealthy, so let's say, you know, burgers, french fries, those are things that I enjoy as well, you know, but if we eat it for a prolonged period of time, we start to feel sluggish, you may experience a little bloating, you'll feel heavy, your energy is low. If you eat it, let's say, you know, for 3 weeks straight or a month straight, you can experience nausea, headaches, and some other things that will stop you from putting your best foot forward or completing what it is you have set out to do. If we get even deeper, eating unhealthy, can lead to you being hospitalized or bedbound. And if you are physically restrained, then you will not be able to literally walk in your divine health, but you also will not be able to complete sometimes some of the simplest tasks, right? Could be simple as brushing your teeth, remembering to put the correct, your correct face on, or remembering to just do a simple task as organizing your list or going grocery shopping. We never know what the physical restraints may be if your sugar spikes up or if you're already struggling with different illnesses. So we know that, there's food. We can go on and on and on this call about foods that we should be eating more of, which are, greens, cutting back on the breads and the pastas. We know how much water we should consume. They speak about it everywhere, almost every day, about 8 glasses of water, or if we want to simplify it, we can say 2 bottles of Poland Spring, 2 or 3 bottles per day, and that should be at you hitting your quota. And we also know what we should cut back on. Sugars, eat foods that are low in sodium, but I'm not going to dive into that too much. If you don't know, you can also message me on social media, and I'll be glad to give you more information. What I do want to focus on is something that we don't really highlight or pay attention to, which is a very, very, very big contributor to maintaining a healthy lifestyle, which is stress, right? We all experience stress on so many different levels. So we're on a singles prayer call, so we can, dive deeper and say sometimes we're stressing about finding our significant other, right? Stress is probably one of the number one reasons why we experience majority of the sicknesses and diseases that a lot of people are dealing with every day. And I say that because stress is the result of an unhealthy lifestyle. When we are stressed, we indulge, right? We indulge in all the things that we really shouldn't. Ice cream, cake, soda, cookies, whatever your favorite food is, whatever your favorite dessert or sweet treat is. For some reason, when we are stressed, we're like, listen, I want that and I want a whole bunch of it. And yes, they are delicious in its time, but we cannot consume a lot of it because those foods can spike your blood sugar, it can clog your arteries, and it adds a couple of pounds, right? And before we know it, we're looking and we're like, hey, where did this extra roll come from? Or why do I have weight in these unwanted places? And while we're stressed, we don't realize. We're just eating, and we're like, oh, my gosh, this is great, this is good. And when you snap out of it or when you do something to de-stress, you now see the effects of it on your body. Now, since I'm talking to believers, I can say that although it's very cool to deal with reducing stress on the natural level, so, going to the spa, watching your favorite movie, listening to music, as Christians, we can also pick up the Word of God because the Bible is a stress reducer, and also because God has given us the keys to a healthy soul. Now I'm going to read a couple of scriptures, and the first one will be in Proverbs. So I'm going to go through Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 23. And it reads, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Now, when reading that, you can tell, again, that God really, really desires us to be healthy, to walk in health, But also what I got from that is that the Word of God is our medicine. So if you want to experience walking in divine health, you must read the Word, study, and meditate on it. Secondly, you must align your belief with God's Word, right? This will remove all worries, all fears, all doubts. You know, right now, all of us around the world, we're seeing what's going on with this coronavirus, and a lot of people are walking in fear. A lot of people are worried. They're becoming anxious. But if you pick up his word, if you trust in him, if you believe in him, it can bring peace to you. It can allow you not to stress and not to, you know, walk in any kind of fear and then overeat because of the things that we see on the media. Thirdly, I also want to say that you should see yourself how God sees you, right? If you get a visual of you being healthy, if you're sick right now, and you just start to visualize yourself being healed, if you have trouble walking, you just start to picture yourself walking again, you know, clothe yourself in the outfit that you want to see yourself in. You know, if you have any kind of physical restraints, just see yourself moving your hands, moving your legs, see yourself not coughing anymore, talking the way you talk, running the way you run, things that you desire to do. Place that visual in front of you and say to yourself, I am healed, before the healing actually comes, and watch God do what he said he was going to do. The next thing I also want to say as believers is to guard your heart. Our heart is where God's word is. And media, whether it's the news, whether it's social media, it will challenge your knowledge and your belief. Again, going back to, you know, even the food, the coronavirus, if we watch the news job is to put fear in our hearts and makes us not want to walk outside and makes us not want to be close to people. You know, right now they're telling you not to touch anyone, to be a certain distance from individuals, and that alone will make you say, you know what, I'm just going to stay in. I'm not going to talk to anyone. I'm not going to, you know, walk outside, because if I walk outside, I'm going to catch the virus. And as believers, we know we can declare, we can decree things, we can speak things into the atmosphere and shift atmosphere. So if you hold on to his word, if you read it daily, keep it in your heart and know and believe what his word says, then the media will not move you whatsoever. Lastly, I want to say, the next thing is watch what we say. So many times, you know, we'll go and we're like, God, I believe you. God, I praise you. I know you are a healer. You know, you pray, you put things on the altar, but then as soon as you finish, you get up and you start complaining. A lot of times we don't realize that we complain. You know, you may go up and say, oh, my gosh, my back is hurting, or I'm having knee problems. God, heal me from X, Y, and Z. And we get up, and then we're like, oh, my back. Oh, gosh, my knee. I can't take this anymore. You know, we just pretty much put the prayer in the trash, or we're saying to God that we don't believe him, we don't trust him, because we immediately got up and we started complaining about it. So if we focus on what it is that we're praying for, if we focus on what it is that we're saying, if you pour out positivity, that can help with your beliefs. It can help with your trust. You reading the word, you just continuously reciting what you know is true, then you will see things come to pass. Lastly, I do want to say embrace and love yourself. Because the more you love you and the more you understand how much God loves you is the more healthy your body will become and the more you will prosper. So, you know, to be just a little bit transparent, I had times where I struggled with body image and my appearance. And when I really started to sow into the word of God and realize, you know, that I am the apple of his eye, that he created me to be, you know, amazing, I started to love myself more. I started to be able to actually receive compliments. But before receiving the compliments, I would compliment myself. I would wake up and always affirm who I am in God. And you know, call myself beautiful before I even saw the beauty. Say to myself that I'm healthy. I have the body I desire before I even saw it. And little by little, you know, I started working out, eating differently, and the results came. But my point is you have to love you first and also see who you are in God. And as you do those things, you'll start to walk in your purpose, you start to walk in your greatness, you start to see who it is that he sees, and it's amazing. So before I get into prayer, I want to leave you guys with a few affirmations. I love, love, love affirmations because it's words of power. Words we know have a lot of power, and you can say these things even if your current circumstances don't match it. And, you know, I'm a witness or a testimony to how much your affirmations have power. Even though, you know, you may be affirming something and doesn't come until 3 years later, it's just amazing to know that you are speaking it into existence. And when you watch it come to pass, you're like, oh, my gosh, this really happened. So I will charge you guys to, you know, write a couple of affirmations and say it to yourself every day. And watch just what God will do. You can take these, if you, you know, feel free to take these affirmations, but add to it. Add even in other areas of your life and just continue to say it to yourself daily, and you'll see what will happen. So because we're talking about walking in divine health, the first affirmation is, I have an abundance of healing. I have an abundance of healing. The next one is, I am better every day, no matter what it looks like. Say to yourself, I am better every day. And one of my affirmations that I actually set as an alarm each day is, I have so much gratitude because I am healthy inside and out. So if you walk in the thankfulness, you thank in God, you know, you're excited, you're claiming it even before things happen, you'll see the shift in your life. You'll see the shift in your health, even those around you, because as you practice a healthier lifestyle, people that you're close to will naturally say, you know, they'll see the change, they'll see the results, and them too will be motivated to walk in their purpose, walk in their divine health. And I am going to now go into prayer. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father, for this call. We thank you for everyone that is on this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you for even those that will hear the replay. Father, this is the day that you have made. Allow us to rejoice and to be glad in it. God, we thank you, and we don't take lightly opening our eyes this morning, having breath, Lord God. We thank you for breathing into us one more day, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the activities of our limbs, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for life, for health, and for strength. God, we thank you right now for your daughter, our sister, Danielle Pyle, Lord God. God, I ask you, Father, to touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord Jesus. We thank you for what it is that you're doing in her life with these calls, God. God, I ask you, Father, to just continue to give her more ideas, more strategies, Lord God. Give her favor, Lord God, as these single calls continue to develop, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the increase of people coming on, Lord God, just wanting to hear what every speaker has to say, Lord God, but more importantly, wanting to just go after you, seek after you, walk closer to you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for every single person that is on this call, Lord God. We thank you for drawing them there. We thank you for them trusting and believing in you one more time, Lord God. God, in this world where it's filled with a lot of quitters, a lot of people that are just giving up, a lot of people that aren't believing, Father, we thank you for the results, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the hearts and minds, Father, that are coming together saying, Lord, I'm going to try again. I'm going to go after you again. Lord, I believe you. Lord, I trust you. Lord, we thank you so much for what was said even on this call, God. And I pray, Father, that people receive what was said, that hearts and minds are changed, Lord God, that, Lord Jesus, people will strive towards walking in their divine health, Lord God, walking in their purpose, the purpose that you have created for them, Lord God. We know because, Father, this is a single call, most times we think of, you know, finding our spouse, Lord God, and we pray for things that we shall do to get that kingdom purpose, male or female, Lord God, but we forget about some of the other areas in our life that we must work on, Lord Jesus. And Lord God, health is a very, very big one, Lord God. So we thank you, Father, for even those that may be sick on this call, Lord God, allow them to believe, Father, that they are healed, Lord God. God, that you took sickness, you took disease, you took healing, Father God, to the cross, Lord God. Allow them, Lord Jesus, to just pull on you, Lord God. Allow them, Father, to just sow into the word, Lord God, and believe, Lord Jesus, that you will heal them, Father. Father, if you did it before, God, you will do it again, Lord Jesus. And even those right now that are healthy, Father, I pray, Lord God, protection. I pray, Lord God, a divine healing all over every single one of our lives, Lord God. Father, that we will not walk in fear, Jesus, because you said in your word, Lord God, that you haven't given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind, Lord God. And as we know, Lord Jesus, about this coronavirus, Father God, we declare and decree, Lord Jesus, that it will not touch any one of us, Lord God, that we will walk in your truth, that we will walk in your glory, Father, that we will not walk in fear, Father, but also, Lord Jesus, take the precautions, Lord God, like they said, washing our hands, Father, with soap and water, Lord God, but if we don't have access, using Purell, Father, that, Lord Jesus, when we cough or sneeze, Father, that we'll cough in a tissue or a scarf or something, Lord Jesus, that we won't place our hands in places that it shouldn't be, Lord God, that although evil is being committed in this world, that it will not touch us, Father, Lord God, that, Lord Jesus, write in your word in Psalms 91, Father, it is written for us to read daily, Lord Jesus, for us to see, Lord God, that we are protected as long as we walk righteously in you, Lord God, as long as we are obedient, Father, that you will protect your people, Father, that only, Lord Jesus, the wicked will fall, Lord God, but your righteous children, your righteous believers, Lord God, you will cover us, Father. So anyone that may be in fear, that may worry, that feels like they have the symptoms, Lord God, know, Father, that let them know, Lord Jesus, that they are healed, Lord God, that they have nothing to fear, that they should just call upon you, Lord God, that they should just read your word, Lord God, and you will cover and you will protect them, Lord Jesus. Lord God, allow anxiety, Father, to disappear, God. Anyone struggling with diabetes, Lord God, with cancer, Lord God, with high blood pressure, Lord God, know, Father, that they don't have to be on medication, Lord Jesus. Know that, Lord God, with dieting, with changing how you eat, Lord God, with reading your word, Lord God, with walking positively, Lord God, with claiming, declaring, and decreeing, Father, that those things can change, those things can be broken, Father, because above all things, you want us to prosper. You want us to be in great health, Lord God. So we know, Lord God, those things are from the enemy, Lord God, and that we rebuke it right now in your precious and mighty name, Lord God. Cover, Lord God, even our co-host, Lord God. Allow her, Lord God, to be blessed from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. And I know, Lord Jesus, that this is Women's History Month, so I pray primarily for all of our women, all the women on the call, Lord God. I ask you, Father, to touch every single one of us, Lord God. Allow us to believe again. Allow us, Father God, to trust in you, Lord God, because in your word, Lord God, you said to trust in you with all thine heart, Father. Lean, Lord God, not to our own understanding, Father, but in all our ways, acknowledge you. Acknowledge you, Father, and you will direct our paths, Lord God. So allow us to hold on strong, even though it may not look like, you know, the prophecies that we receive, the dreams that we may have had, even though our current circumstances may not match that, Lord God. Allow us to remember to trust in you, Lord God. Lean not to what we see, Father, but continue to acknowledge you, Lord God. For you promise, God, that you will direct our path, Father God. God, we know that the will that you have for our lives are perfect, Lord God. They are good and perfect. God, you are a God of your promise. You do not break your promise, Lord God. So allow us to continue to have faith. Do not waver, Lord God, no matter what we hear, what we see. Allow us to surround ourselves, Lord God, with those that are going in the direction we are going. Surround ourselves with people, Lord God, that are building us up, Lord God, people that are supporting us, people, Lord Jesus, that will push us, Father, to higher heights, Lord God. Allow us not, Lord Jesus, to hold on to anything negative, Lord God. Filter that out. Allow us to just replace it with about 5 to 10 different positive things, Lord God, and remember and believe who we are in you, Father. We thank you for being Alpha. We thank you for being Omega, Lord God. We thank you for being our waymaker, God, our promise keeper, Lord God, our light. Even in this time of darkness, Lord God, we can still accomplish what you have planned for our life, Lord God. We still have time as we woke up today, Lord Jesus, to complete what it is you have set for us, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you. Lord God, I praise you. I magnify your holy name, Lord Jesus. Thank you for all things, and I also pray for our men, even though there may be men on this call. God, touch them as well. Allow them, Father God, to walk, Lord God, strong, to walk brave, Lord God. Allow them also, Lord Jesus, not to walk in any kind of fear, as the men are the protectors, Lord Jesus, of their families, Lord God. They protect women, even on the streets, Lord God. And as we look at single women, Lord Jesus, we know that our spouses are the head of the household. They are our covering, Lord God. So we must, too, also pray for our men that they, in this time, Lord God, will be able to be that perfect covering for us, Lord Jesus. Because when you put two together, Father, it's for kingdom purpose, for kingdom glory, Lord God. So let us not forget the men that will come before us, that God will match to us, Lord God. Allow us, Lord Jesus, to walk upright. Allow them to walk strongly, Lord God. We thank you, Father. We praise you. We bless your holy and mighty name. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.